Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hello, hello, hello.
Snake.
Hello.
What is up?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Okay, so we have lots to get to and a short time to get there.
Let's go.
So let's go. Daniel brings up a very good question. Who is your favorite pro from any sport that you hated as a college athlete because they played for your rival? He says, example, I'm a Longhorn who hated CeeDee Lamb at OU, but I'm a big fan of his now. So for me, I think Mike Evans. I didn't like Mike Evans very much when he was in college.
Okay.
Because I didn't like Manziel very much when he was in college, and they were like the, you know, the butt buddies.
Okay. Teammates.
But Mike Evans, over the last however many years it's been, is so incredible to watch that, like, during that Super Bowl run that they had with Brady, I kind of was like, man, I love this guy so much. I think he is absolutely incredible and like an incredible guy. Like, he seems just, everything is too good to be true about Mike Evans. I love that guy.
Man, I have to really think about that, because I don't know that I truly hated a ton of college athletes. Like, more, it's more on the basketball end, because I never liked North Carolina, and everybody out of North Carolina I didn't care too much for, but I can't remember anyone making a difference like being on my team, and I love him so much.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you were a little kid, you probably didn't, you probably weren't, like, hating North Carolina like Sam Perkins.
No, no. It's just more of, you know, like Rasheed Wallace, but I never needed to root for him at any point.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting question, because it does feel that way where maybe they play for your rival and you hated them, but if your team especially drafts them, then it immediately goes away from me.
Well, you know what? I hated everything about Duke. It kind of still do. So now you have Cooper Flagg, you have Kyrie Irving, now the Dukies that are on the Mavericks that you actively cheer for, and I never would cheer for anyone that plays on Duke. So I'll say them.
It's tough, too, because it's so different now in basketball, because most all those guys, you know, Kyrie Irving, how many games did he even play for Duke?
I think it was 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek Lively, you know, the same, he was hurt
and then
turned pro. And so, and even Cooper Flagg played one season. So it's really
I know what you're saying. And it's really, truly not that I just hated them in college. It's just, I hated the college that they represent.
Yeah. And now in college, it seems like that damn near everybody has got two or three schools that they represented, and everything's changed so much. I mean, I did not like, you know, I wasn't a huge Patrick Ewing fan in college, but I really like Patrick Ewing in the pros, and I don't know why.
Man, I love Georgetown. I thought Georgetown was a black school. Not realizing the only black
when
people
did you
there
learn
were on
that?
The basketball team. It took a while. Oh, man,
were you
in college
by the time you learned that?
Maybe so. Man, I'd love to go to Georgetown. That's great. HBCU, that'd be awesome. Probably the whitest school in the United States.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think every kid did at the time. Like, Georgetown, huh? Like, the whole team's black. The coach is black. The coaches were black.
Yeah.
And then everyone else, you pay in the crowd and go, whoa. What's happening here? Something's wrong.
You know what? Maybe they were all adopted by white people.
Yeah, they're all Arnold Jackson and Webster. It's great.
Right. From our boy Ranch, what's the most expensive meal that you've ever purchased, and do you think it was worth the price?
Boy, I have a good one for this one. We went to, when we went to Spain this past summer, we stayed at a really nice hotel. And they had a restaurant there that's Michelin stars. It's okay. Here you go. Check it out. And then they asked us a question that I didn't know exactly how to answer. It's like, do you want the 10 item or the 17 item menu? It's like, I want to see everything that's available so we can get it. So we go there. They hand us the menus and then they take them away. what are we going to order? It was a tasting menu.
Right.
So they bring out a little bit of everything. Whew. That one got pretty high.
Uh-oh.
Like what?
For,
250.
For this, the 17 one?
Yeah, because I didn't know. I didn't know exactly what I was getting myself into.
$1,000?
It's probably a little under a grand.
For two people or yeah. per person?
No. Okay. For both of us.
Man, that's insane.
See, luckily, because I really like sushi, this guy brings up, you can't use Nobu as an example, but I mean, I don't know why not. But my whole family hates sushi, except for me. And so whenever they're gone, all out of town or whatever, I will go sit at there's a couple of sushi places
Heck
I like
yeah.
in town. And I'll go by myself and eat, and I can't eat that much, so I won't ring up like a huge bill, but I have friends that whose whole family, they got three kids and a wife, they'll go to, you know, a sushi place, and just the money that you end up spending at those big sushi dinners is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's probably over a grand if you're taking a family of four.
Yeah.
For to a sushi dinner?
Good Lord, I'll never be doing that.
If you're going to a really, really nice place,
yeah,
that can add up yeah. pretty quickly.
Kills,
if
absolutely.
You're drinking a bit, too.
Yep. Yeah,
the wine, yep. or cocktails or whatever.
That's why you can just drink and not eat.
Okay.
Before, but you're there for dinner.
Yeah, but before the whole Spain
that's why I go to breweries.
Hotel thing, it was about
liquid.
It was about $500 for the both of us. We went to this one steakhouse, and that Man. Added up to where I knew it was going to be a kick in the pants.
Okay, wait, Matt, are you saying you never go and eat a dinner that's more than like $25 a person?
Yeah, never. I did last year. On an anniversary, we went to a place, and I think the total was maybe $400 at the most. And I was like, well, I'm glad you got this out of your system, because it's never happening again.
It's the experience, man. It's fun
so
to do every
when you,
now
when you're
and
like,
then.
Hey, you know what? Like on a Thursday, Friday night, you're like, let's go to dinner.
I've never said that.
Well, what do you eat for dinner?
You don't want to know.
No, we kind of do.
No, I do want to know. That's why we're doing the segment.
I don't know. Whatever I find, I guess. Turkey and cheese, usually. I've really gotten into sauerkraut.
He'll go grab a bag of cold cuts, put some cheese in his hand, and there you go. That's dinner.
Well, what does your wife eat?
Almonds.
Well, sometimes like she'll make some stuff, but she hasn't done that in a while, so I don't know what I eat, really. I just kind of find stuff.
So
you
not
don't
really.
Know what you? What does she eat?
You know what I'm talking about? I don't know. A salad, I guess.
So how many hot meals do you have in a week?
What do you mean, hot meals.
Hot meals, like
they're warm when I eat them. What are you talking about?
A hot meal.
Look at me.
That's what I mean. Someone's cooking. You put your meal on a plate and you eat a hot meal. How many days out of the week?
Zero, probably.
What?
Well, I don't cook, so.
And she doesn't either?
Not much lately. I mean, she used to, so if she makes something, then I'll eat it. But if not, then I just eat what I told you.
Turkey and cheese.
But you won't go to a restaurant ever?
I mean, I'm trying to remember the last time I went to a restaurant.
Besides a brewery.
Oh,
besides
a brewery. No, that's not true. I went to, like, Mi Cocina or a place like that.
What was the last time?
Okay, well, that's a restaurant.
Yeah,
right.
There you
counts.
Go.
Where did you go?
I took Maddox to Blue Goose Cantina on last weekend.
Okay.
So you and the wife, hey, let's go out to dinner. When was the last time that happened? And it wasn't a brewery.
Probably a few weeks back, we went to a place not too far from where we live. But it wasn't $25 a person. It was like $12. It was great.
So you went to a sandwich place?
No, it's a Mexican food restaurant. But you can get, well, yeah. you know,
enchiladas.
Right, or you split the fajitas and it's easy.
You split the fajitas.
Well, I don't need a whole fajita thing.
What? What?
You guys are...
Oh, us. It's us.
Yeah, you, it's like you just landed right from now. Freaking Venus and you're like, what do you mean hot meal?
But then he said,
I don't like
what do you mean, like warm?
Well, I don't like to eat really hot food, so.
I'm not saying just because of the temperature. I mean that someone will, you're in the kitchen, pots and pans, they're making pork chops, mashed potatoes, and green beans. That's a hot meal.
Yeah. Let's carry this over.
No, let's not.
Thanksgiving, will you have like a meal at Thanksgiving that someone prepares and you will eat?
I mean, I'll eat some of the turkey for sure.
Obviously.
And then my mom makes this broccoli rice casserole that I like. So
awesome.
I like
those things. That's a hot meal. So you'll have a hot Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah, we have Desperados for Cowboys games.
It doesn't count.
That someone in your family will make. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Or you go to a restaurant. Let's go.
Right.
Like, I don't know honestly what my social life with my wife would be like if we didn't have like, let's go eat.
I'm with you. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Let's go out to eat.
Because, you know, yeah, that's just kind of, especially when you get older.
Well, you can make, you're not can like, get those.
Let's just go straight to the bar.
No, but you can get like those
Lunchables.
No. There's different companies that have pre-made meals that you can order online that are really healthy and delicious.
Yeah.
And I'll eat some of those.
Well, you have to heat them up, right?
Well, yeah, but I don't ever heat it up. Like, I don't like to eat hot food.
I'm with you on that. Temperature hot, right.
Like, I usually eat lukewarm meals.
I'm fine with that, but it's still a hot meal.
Seems like I made... the other day, probably 2 weeks ago, I made myself tacos at the house. I did some meat in the thing.
That's a hot meal!
And then I made it... with the tortillas that I got.
Hang on. Let's back up to the I did some meat in the thing.
You know what I'm talking about. The ground
meat.
Beef.
I know what you're talking about, but it's not called I did the meat in the thing.
Well, whatever you call the pan that I used. I put it in that and I made it. And I even got some seasoning on there.
That's a hot meal. That's what we're talking about. Cooking. That's my friend, is called cooking.
There you go. That's the extent of my skills. I cooked that.
All right, you just sent me into a freaking tizzy, but back to the expensive meal thing. We went to California. We were in California one time for New Year's Eve, and this place was recommended to us. Like, you need to go there. You got to go there. And we went with some friends. And it was, I can't remember the name of the place, but it was like, oh, my God. Like, what have I done?
I know. You almost try to balance it out, and you're looking for the cheaper item on the menu just to make yourself feel...
Maybe the second most cheap, right?
Well,
it's almost like when you order a glass of wine, and I'm like, God, I don't want to buy like the $30 glass of wine, but I don't want to buy the $12 glass of wine. Let's go.
You're better than me on the wine. I will point to the cheapest one and say, bring it to me, because if I have enough of them, it'll taste like the $30 glass of wine in about three glasses.
I always take the second cheapest.
That's a good strategy.
$14 one.
It's only $2
like,
more.
Oh. And I know that the guy knows when I, or the lady or whoever's, they know what I'm doing. That game has been played for years. They look at me and they're like, okay, we know you're cheap, but you're just trying to act like you're not cheap, but you're still cheap.
When the wife and I were dating, and you know what you have in your pocket, I didn't have a lot of credit cards just to put things on and pay it off. And I would definitely have her order first and order accordingly to what I needed to pay with the tip. And there wasn't even a thought about dessert, but, you know, no alcohol or anything. And I just wait. And then if my budget was like $20, I would order something that was $12 just to give me a little leeway,
yeah,
just in
idea.
Case, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, to manage.
Smart. From Andrew, what do you feel you could wear all the time and pull off the look? A cowboy hat, a Western shirt, or boots?
Man. I would probably say boots for me.
I think I could pull off a Western shirt as long as I didn't have to wear the accompanying other things that go along with it. Because a Western shirt, you can wear jeans and tennis shoes, and you're okay, I think. Maybe I don't know what a Western shirt is.
Like with pearl snaps?
Pearl snap, something that a...
Yeah, I could do that.
I feel like I couldn't pull that look off at all, the Western shirt. Probably the hat will be okay. Really good when I did.
Yeah, I was gonna say your hat
State
and boot
Fair,
look
right.
was fine.
Yeah. So give me
you
the hat and the boots, but I feel like I'll need a regular shirt just to kind of keep some gangster.
Boots,
you know?
And a cowboy hat with a hoodie would look weird. So I guess I'll go Western shirt
just to keep some gangster.
No. Gangsta.
A gangsta.
Yeah.
I apologize to you.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
You can only watch one local sports team for the rest of your life on TV or in person. The rest you have to listen to on the radio. What team would you pick?
Mavericks.
Man.
Because I think listening to football on the radio, I love it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Hmm.
Baseball on the radio. Baseball on the radio is a really easy follow. I think hockey on the radio, especially when you talk Josh and Razor, really good listen. Yeah. So that's why I would say basketball. Not saying that basketball on the radio is bad.
Yeah, I would rather
put eyes on basketball and I could listen to the other ones.
I'd probably pick watching football for sure.